This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
It is that time of year. State tournaments getting started, and we have Alpine and Nordic Skiing up at Giants Ridge to get us going this week on the 11th Alpine Skiing for the boys and girls, and then the Nordic Skiing the 12th and 13th, and then a big event, dance on the 14th and 15th, and girls hockey. And on and on and on. John Millay joins us from the Minnesota State High School League. His blog, he's been writing it for years, John's Journal. John, always good to visit with you.
Yeah, Steve, same here. How you doing today? You get the snow moved at your house today?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, I kind of would sneak out of the house and look up and down the street. Didn't see anybody out because it was still snowing. And then I checked the radar, and I said, I think it's going to move through the neighborhood. So I got out there first. I wanted to be the early bird. Oh. And before you know it, everybody in the neighborhood followed me out the door and started to clean up. Got a lot of work done, helped out the neighbors a little bit with my old snow thrower, and we're all good.
You're leading the way. Yeah. I took a little drive last night down to Lake Crystal. On the other side of Mankato for a basketball game, but I packed a bag in case the snow came in early and I maybe had to find a place in Mankato or something, but I didn't see a drop of snow all the way home. I got home, I don't know, 11 o'clock, no snow. And, you know, because they it's not an exact science, we know that. And I wasn't sure I was going to go till I kept looking at the radar. It looks good. I checked the Mankato radar. I thought I'd be okay, but you know what? I've been doing this so long. If there's any question, I either pack a bag, and sometimes I won't go. But I did last night, and it was fine.
Yeah, I'm glad it worked out. I think back on my career, particularly doing games in South Dakota. I lived and worked in Sioux Falls, but would make a lot of road trips to Sioux City because the Sioux Falls schools and the Sioux City schools were in a conference.
Yep, the Sioux Interstate Conference. I knew
correct.
It
right. So I would make that 70-mile trip from Sioux Falls to Sioux City, and needless to say, some nights it was kind of like, should I be on the road?
Yeah.
Probably not, but I was much, much younger.
Yeah,
and
that's exactly right, yep.
And I'm with you. If I get somewhere, I'm not doing that anymore. I've done that enough. Bad roads trying to make my way home. I'm done.
Exactly right. I don't want to do that. I'm not doing that anymore. And I felt like I was just walking on a tightrope last night, but it was not tight at all. I had no problems. I was kind of proud of myself for being so courageous, but they're just, you know, the wind wasn't even blowing. There wasn't any snow. It was fine. Yeah.
Oh, Lake Crystal's a great town, too, and just a great setting. We drive through all the time. Lake Crystal, that's the route we head out to Sioux Falls to visit the in-laws.
Yeah. And I'd never been there before to the school, which is right off the highway. There. Yep. I was telling people when I was there last night, I've driven past here 1,000 times. Right. And I'm trying to visit new places, new schools I haven't been to. And this was so much fun. So they were Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial playing host to Maple River in boys basketball. And this is for the jug. They've got a jug. This is the traveling trophy been playing for since 1959. I was unaware of this till a few weeks ago, and the place was packed. It was great. It was just one of the greatest, you know, game experiences I've had in all these years of watching high school sports. I'm going to write about it. Boy, it was phenomenal. It was. If I'd have gotten snowed in and slept in my car, it would have been worth it because it was just so much fun.
Yeah, in those settings, in those memories of events like that,
yeah.
And what it means in the tradition and all of those sorts of things, whatever the sport, it is so much fun.
It's so great. You know, everybody knows everybody, and the big student sections on their feet the whole time. It was just a blast. It was everything you want in a high school event.
And you made it home in one piece, and that is the main thing. John, here we go. Alpine and Nordic skiing up at Giants Ridge, a great venue. And then the state tournaments come fast and furious. It is a sprint to the finale of the winter sports season, which traditionally is boys basketball every year. But a lot of great state tournaments between now and then.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a state that has more winter high school sports than we do. You know, a lot of places you have boys and girls basketball, boys wrestling, maybe girls wrestling because it's really taken off. But with everything we've got, and, you know, we've already had two state events, debate and one-act play. And, you know, you can count this different ways. It's something like 10 state tournaments in 8 weeks. It's so busy and so much fun. This is the best time of year. And I have, at my old age, I have to pace myself to get through this because it's thankfully most everything is in the Twin Cities. Like you said, skiing is up north. Otherwise, we're pretty much in town here, so I'll be driving around a lot, either downtown Minneapolis, the U of M, or downtown St. Paul, and just looking forward to every day.
Yeah, and the dance event coming up on the 14th and 15th is the camaraderie and sportsmanship associated with this tournament is extraordinary.
It is. I was explaining to someone who's new in our office at the high school league, who's never been there. They're going to go next week. And I said, there's no way to tell you what this is like. I recommend bringing earplugs because the screaming and the music are both turned up to 11. And just the passion. And you know, you see these seniors leaving the court at Target Center for the last time after the awards. And then they get down and kiss the court. This is where they dream of being every year. They get down and literally kiss the court as they're walking off. It's such a big deal. And you got, you know, dads and grandpas in the stand dressed to match the costumes the dance teams are wearing and wigs and who knows what. It's just crazy. It's just nuts.
Yeah, great event. Girls hockey, gymnastics at legendary Roy Wilkins Auditorium as well. Coming up in the month of February, and then, of course, you mentioned wrestling, which is a very unique event at the XO Energy Center every year. If you've never been there or don't know anything about high school wrestling, you got to put it on your sports bucket list. It's insane. And you and I talk about it every year. And a quick note on the state wrestling tournament. I still have no idea how they keep it organized. I have no idea how they manage the eight mats.
Right.
That are going and how everybody knows where to be. It boggles the mind.
It's a rodeo. I walked in there for the very first time years ago. I'd never been to the state wrestling tournament. I'm going there to cover it for the first time. The action had already started. I walked out onto the floor and I looked around and you're right. It's mayhem. How does anybody know what's happening? I found the tournament director. And he said, yes, there's a lot happening, but every wrestling mat has a number. Every wrestling match has a number, and that's how you do it. And that was back when we had printed programs. You could find that. And it's organized chaos, but it's chaos, and it's so much fun. I've told people you have to go to state wrestling. It's like a combination of a family reunion, because everybody knows everybody. And it's the state fair, because it's that kind of an atmosphere. And the competition is unbelievable. And girls wrestling has added so much to this sport. I am just blown away, Steve. I didn't know what to expect a few years ago when this started. And now I've been to some regular season tournaments that are just girls tournaments. You know, we had the first dual girls, basically state championship tournament recently that the wrestling coaches ran. And that's going to come to the high school league state tournament. We have individual and team competition for boys. Right now it's just individual competition for girls, but we're going to have team competition. And, you know, it's a good problem to have. A lot of matches and, you know, limited time in the XL Center. I don't know what we're going to do, but, yeah, that's going to come. And just to talk to these girls who wrestle and are so committed to it, and you talk about sportsmanship, these girls, you know, they shake hands after every match like all wrestlers do, and then they hug, and then they're going to go shake hands with the opposing coaches, and then those girls are probably going to go meet up out in the hallway at the school or wherever the tournament is and talk about their match and give tips to each other. And all these coaches, they're willing to coach everybody, not just the girls on their team. It's really something. Wrestling is such a cool sport. And the addition of girls here has just only reinforced that. It's such a cool sport.
Yeah, camaraderie is outstanding. So, big winter sports season. The website, mshsl.org /tournaments. And then, of course, you can find John's blog and all his great work, John's Journal, at the High School League website. Couple other things. We brought it up earlier in the show. How cool is this? The Wild and the Yaks. Mankato West, Anoka Boys Hockey, XO Energy Center, Monday night, 7 o'clock, one night only. Everyone remembers the story where Mankato West had their stick stolen up at Heritage in Duluth, and they're going to reschedule it. They're going to play at the X on Monday night. That's phenomenal.
Yeah, with free admission to walk in and watch a high school hockey game. And yeah, I found out about this last night in Mankato or in Lake Crystal. One of the Mankato radio guys was telling me about it. That's the Wild. You know, our pro teams here are so great to the high school teams, and it's just a great thing. And to do that, to let those kids have that opportunity. And I think I was in Duluth when those sticks were stolen. I was at a girls' basketball game at Denfeld. But the video does not show me stealing any sticks, so I'm proud to say I was not involved. I'm not implicated. What would I do with a bag full of hockey sticks? I wouldn't know what to do with them. So I'm off the hook, Steve.
Yeah, and I do remember, though, all these sticks were $12,000. And I remember my oldest daughter played hockey. And every time she would break or damage a stick, I would shed a tear. It's like, no.
Yeah. And I'm so old, and when I played high school baseball, it was wooden bats. Yeah. We didn't know what a metal bat was. And I don't think I ever saw a new bat in 4 years of playing high school baseball. We'd break them, and then I don't know if the school even provided bats. We just had a bag full of bats. Nobody had their own bats. You just had, eight or nine bats. And if you break one, well, now you got seven or eight. And I assume new ones were tossed in once in a while. But, yeah, and they weren't expensive. But boy, these hockey sticks—it's incredible what the families, how expensive some of these things can be.
It is a commitment. One other thing, John, John Oxton hit a milestone. Just one of the many, many great coaches, of course, boys hoops, Lakeville North. A big milestone for John this season, and what a great guy! What a great coach!
Oh, he's the best. 600. That's amazing. And, I don't know if you saw, I think this just broke today, the other news from Lakeville. Ben Burke, the football coach at Lakeville South, who's had tremendous success, he's the new head football coach at Creighton-Durham Hall as of about an hour ago, I think this came out. That's that's big football news. I know Ben, he used to teach with one of my kids at a different school, but that's a big move by Creighton trying to bring that football program back, and I think they hired the right guy. So, yeah, John Oxton is nobody better than John, and I think Ben Burke will do a tremendous job at Creighton.
Yeah. Once again, John Oxton, sixth boys coach in state history to reach 700, did it against Farmington on on the third. No, let's see.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah, on Friday night.
That's right.
So,
yeah, it's incredible. You know, we've got coaches moving up these lists. The one I've got my eye on is now, I wrote about this a few weeks ago, Ken Novak Jr. at Hopkins. Barring something really weird, he's going to pass Bob McDonald at the top of the boys' basketball all-time wins list. It could happen next season. I think it could be as soon as next year, but it's certainly within the next couple of years. And I don't think Kenny has any thoughts of retirement, at least from what he tells me. And, that's knowing Bob McDonald as well as I did, I think he'd be pretty happy that a guy like Ken Novak, he's just total class, would be the guy to swing past his 1,012 career wins.
Yeah, and by the way, they are a contender this year. Creighton-Durham Hall, upset, if you will, by Eastridge. Good rivalry in the Suburban East last night at Joe Maurer Fieldhouse. Once again, Eastridge beat number one 4A Creighton-Durham Hall last night. First loss of the season for the Raiders. All right, John, we got to run. Always good to visit with you, and hopefully we can do it again soon.
You got it, Steve.
There he is, John Mullane, Minnesota State High School League, his blog, John's Journal, and he joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline here on CCO.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees.
Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.